you know, we're going to do what we always do, and that's, you know, put together the game plan we think, you know, best fits our chances to, you know, put some points on the board and move the ball. And then it's up to us executing, you know, on the game field. That's really all it comes down to. You know, we'll practice as hard as possible and watch as much film as we can during the week. And then, you know, hopefully that gives us a good chance on offense to execute on Saturday.
They're giving up nearly 28 points a game.
Yeah, you know, that doesn't concern us right now. What concerns us is, you know, are we going to be able to, you know, learn our game plan and execute it as well as we want to? Because otherwise, if we don't know what we're doing, it doesn't really matter when it comes to what they're doing. Because if we can't execute, you know, nothing's really going to be there for us.
How important is it for the offense to keep Denard Robinson off the field, sustaining long drives?
I think it can be very important. I don't know that now. I'm not sure how the game's going to play out. It can prove to be very important, or it can prove to not be that big of a factor. You won't know until the game's over, but you know, any week, regardless who you're playing, regardless of the offense or opponent, you know, whether you're on the road or not, ball control is always a huge factor. So that doesn't change for us this week. Just because of who we're playing, you know, we want to still try to control the football and keep our defense off the field, regardless of who the opponent is.
You're talking about the progression of the backup running backs with the week off. What did you see out of those guys?
I think they did a very good job of, you know, working hard last week. A lot of the younger guys got a lot of reps, a lot of chance to get better. And, you know, I think that's a good boost for them going into this week and throughout the rest of the season.
How do you feel after a week off, you know, lesser practice? You know, any bumps and bruises that you had or kind of feeling a little better?
I don't think I had any bumps and bruises that were that bad. You know, I'm sure the guys who are hitting more often in practice, you know, fullbacks, linebackers, linemen, you know, it's good for them that they get that week to really rest their body because they're, you know, more high-impact players, you know, when it comes to collisions than a quarterback or some of the skill guys are.
What did you think when you watched Michigan play Michigan State this weekend?
I thought it was a very good game. You know, I thought Michigan State did a good job of, you know, weathering the storm early on, where it's, you know, a big game, a lot of hype. Both teams were fired up, and they did a good job of, you know, not making mistakes on offense and staying in it. And then their defense came up with some big plays, and their offense turned those into points. So, you know, while the score says one thing, I think that, you know, both those teams are both very good, and, you know, they're both very dangerous opponents. So, you know, us preparing for Michigan, you know, we can't expect anything. You know, you can't think that anything's going to happen just because of what happened last week. You have to, you know, prepare as hard as possible. It's the same thing every week, and nothing's changed.
Is it now, Jimmy, were you a redshirt freshman last time that played at Michigan? Am I thinking that right?
I was a freshman. Okay. Freshman. True freshman.
Yeah. I'm sorry, that's right.
Yeah.
You've never been to the Big House in any shape or form?
No, never been there.
Does a quarterback, do you look forward to playing in a venue? I mean, I know it's the game and the job to do, but it's still a famous venue. It's still one of those you would have grown up watching on TV.
Yeah, I think it might mean more later on down the road. Yeah. Right now, the focus is definitely more turned to our game plan and our execution. And that's just the way it has to be. But that doesn't mean that... you know, when the season's over down the road, you know, you always have those memories. So that's nice to look back on. But right now, I don't think that's something that guys are so much worried about. It's more so about what can we do to, you know, get ready for the game.
What about the noise? They say they've made it louder. I guess you won't know any different having gone there.
Right.
But does volume, do we make too much of that, or does volume play a role?
No, I definitely think it does play a role. I mean, it definitely, you know, skews the communication with players if it's too loud. You know, it's tough to communicate. Arizona was tough. You know, we missed on some communication there. So, it does play a factor, and you try as hard as you can to not let it play a factor, but you know, that takes a lot of concentration, and we're going to have to, you know, factor that into you know, executing well.
So with like a silent snap count, is that something that you guys are going to be working on quite a bit then this week, or is it?
Yeah, it kind of changes each week depending on if you're at home or on the road. You might implement a couple more silent counts, or you know, change a few things with the cadence. Because you have to. There's just certain things you have to do. It gets loud, you're in the shotgun, there's no other way to do it, and that's you know, the only way to get the ball snapped, really.
Coach was talking about how, like, I think it's on Wednesdays, he said that you would be have the noise in the background, like, when you guys would prepare for a road game.
Yeah.
How do you deal with that as a quarterback as far as, like, the preparation part of it and getting ready for the game on Saturday?
You know, it's just kind of become a part of the week, kind of part of the routine. So what kind of changes is, you know, you use more hand signals and you talk a little bit louder. And that, but you're still out there. You know, physical part's still the same. The mental part's still the same. You still, you know, have to, whether the crowd noise was there, you know, with the speakers on Wednesday's practice or whether it's not, the physical part and the mental part are still pretty much staying the same. The only variable is, you know, you have to be, you know, be really sharp with the communication. You got to use signals. You got to yell louder. And that's kind of the only thing that changes, but you have to be aware of it.
How many times do you think they'll end up playing the fight song as part of, like, that noise that you're going to be dealing with?
You know, probably a little bit. They tend to, you know, play songs with actual people, you know, yelling, which is kind of nice. It's cool to play to music. I think it gets people amped up, and the guys on the team like it, so it's pretty cool. And, you know, I don't know. I'll have to, you know, it's up to Fed, see what he wants to do with the soundtrack. Hopefully it's not too bad.
How has James Behrens stepped into his role as a key player in the offensive line?
I think he's done a tremendous job. You know, he's in a position where you have to be a leader. You have to, you know, be able to communicate, and you have to know exactly what is going on every time. And that's tough as a young guy to do that and step up when there's, you know, seniors around you or juniors around you, and you got to kind of go in there and, you know, take that role. And you got to talk to guys, and you got to tell people where they need to be. But he's done a tremendous job. You know, hats off to him. I think he's done awesome, and that's what I expected him to play like. So we're not surprised, but we're, you know, very happy with the way he's played, and he'll continue to get better.